Denver Broncos have taken Super Bowl 50.
This one's for Pat!
Super Bowls might be won in cities like San Francisco.
The ball is free! Denver's got it! Touchdown, Denver!
But those teams?
Great break in the ball by Bradley Roby.
They are built on nights like tonight in Chicago.
The Denver Broncos select Bradley Roby, defensive back, Ohio State.
What starts with a name, position, and school sometimes can end in history.
Shane Ray, defensive end, Missouri.
I dream about this as a kid. It's game time now.
Who will be the next Bronco to hoist Lombardi? We might find out tonight. It's the Broncos TV Live Draft Show, and it starts right now.
It's been 12 weeks since Super Bowl 50, but we are ready to welcome in the 2016 season with the 2016 NFL Draft. Welcome in, everybody. This is the Broncos TV Live Draft Show from Broncos headquarters. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani, Andrew Mason. And guys, it's finally here. We've bridged the gap, I should say, from the end of the 2015 season to now. And finally, after much research and painstaking digging, the draft is here.
Yep, it's Christmas morning around the NFL, really. Everyone's waiting to see what's under the tree for them. The only difference is, although everyone's going to be happy today, you really don't know how good the gift is going to be until 2 or 3 years down the line.
And there's so much buildup to the draft these days because there's so much time in between the combine and the draft now. We've broken down so many different angles. There's so many rumors out there which team's going where. Now we'll finally find out. And once that clock, once you're on the clock, once the Rams are on the clock, things could get crazy tonight.
The man at the helm for this draft this year, of course, as it is every year, Mr. John Elway. This is John's sixth draft, of course, his first pick being Von Miller. And when he met with the media earlier this week, or before the draft, I should say, he didn't really reveal too much, did he, Phil?
Yeah, John talked to the media last week, of course, and he talked about his philosophy and general things and sort of where he thinks that this team might be going with this first pick. Said there's a lot of depth, said that at 31, they can get a quality player. And heading into his sixth draft, he talked more about his philosophy.
There's going to be some good players available for us at 31. So we're excited about that. We just don't know who it's going to be. And I think the most important thing is to hit on your draft picks. And so, you know, a lot of times when you get in trouble is if you reach. And so as long as if you're taking what we feel is the best player available at the time. And now if it falls into a position of need, then it's all the better. But our thought process is to make sure that, you know, we're drafting people that are going to have good careers in the NFL. There's so many different things with every position that goes into the equation of where you stack a guy on your board and where you would take him. You know, athletic ability and you know, what you see on tape and play speed and, you know, obviously what they do at the combine, you know, plays into that. So, you know, character, personal character, FBI, as you talked about, all of those things go into the, you know, go into the process of trying to figure out who's the best fit for us. There's a lot of good football players in this draft. And so, you know, but I think that, you know, offensive line is one area that there's a lot of depth. You know, you're going to have turnover that you got to have the young guys and draft well to where they can step up for the guys when they do leave. And so we feel great. We got 9 picks and, you know, we're in good shape there. We're going to have a bunch of picks again next year. And so we'll continue with the philosophy of trying to build through the draft and add free agency wise where we you know, think that they can help us.
And so the things that I took away, the most interesting things, they're going to take the best player available at 31. He thought that there's a lot of depth at offensive line, but we all know that John likes to take defensive players in that first round.
He did it last year with Shane Ray, not afraid to move up to take him. Last year, the Broncos moved up by trading Manny Ramirez to the Detroit Lions, moving up to that 23rd spot. Mace, he doesn't have to worry about the top of the draft, but that's where we're going to begin with your mock. Let's see what you got.
Yep, well, no suspense. Number one, Los Angeles, having acquired the pick via trade, I've got them taking Jared Goff out of Cal, of course. The only knock on him is relatively small hands for a quarterback, but has all the other tools. And when you're looking at Goff, you're looking at a guy that you can put on billboards and buses and trains and whatnot. I mean, you've got to sell football in Southern California right now. He's a good place to start.
Mr. Hard Knocks, he's going to be the face.
Yeah, him and Todd Gurley. And that, and Todd Gurley, having him around means you can kind of ease that quarterback in because the focal point of the offense is still going to be the running game. Number two, Philadelphia, of course, making the big trade up with the Browns. I have them taking Carson Wentz. Look, they didn't make this move to get somebody else. They made it to get a quarterback, and they seem like they'd be pretty happy with Wentz.
Do you like the argument Goff versus Wentz? Do you think the Rams take the best player for them in that position?
I'd go with Wentz if I were them, but I can see why maybe there might be some reservation about picking a guy from North Dakota State who's coming from out of FCS and putting him right there in what is going to be one of the spotlight situations in the league right now with the NFL coming back to SoCal after 21 years away.
And, of course, it'd be the second year in a row that quarterbacks went 1-2.
Right, exactly. So, and certainly they hope, but those teams hope it turns out as well for them as it turned out for Tennessee and Tampa Bay, not in the record, but they're both happy with the quarterbacks they had last year. Number three, this is where it gets interesting, San Diego. There's a lot of needs on this roster. They could go defense. They could go offensive line. I have them going offensive line. Laremy Tunsil, he's actually the number one player on my top 100. I have the Chargers going there. They have to protect Phillip Rivers better. He's still young enough to where he's got several years left as the quarterback. To me, the priority has to be keeping him upright.
And we all remember how much Von Miller was getting after him those two games last year. So definitely Phillip Rivers is probably looking forward to a pick like that.
Yeah, I think that DeForest Buckner, Joey Bosa, and Jalen Ramsey are all potential candidates here. However, like you said, Mace, there's just too many holes to fill.
Yeah, and then number four, Dallas. I have been going with Jalen Ramsey out of Florida State, whether he's a cornerback or safety. I think he's going to start as a corner, eventually transition to safety. I could see, best case scenario, I could see his career taking a Ronnie Lott-like arc, where he's an all-pro at corner, then he becomes an all-pro at safety. Deion Sanders is even tweeting at Jalen Ramsey today, you know, kind of going
Florida
back
State
and forth.
Connection.
FSU connection, yeah. Hoping it'll be a Cowboy connection.
Well, that would be interesting, especially considering the Jerry Jones factor. Jerry, you know, likes to take a splashy player. Jalen Ramsey saying at his pro day he feels like he's the best guy in this draft. So, you know, could he be even more splashy and take Ezekiel Elliott? We just don't know. I definitely think, though, you're right. Ramsey is a great fit there.
That's the wild card. I could see them going Elliott again for the reason you stated. Jerry Jones likes to make a splash, and certainly that would be it. You put him on an offense with Tony Romo coming back and Dez Bryant. That could be pretty explosive. So number five, Jacksonville. And I'm sitting there. I see Joey Bosa still on the board. Yes, they have Dante Fowler coming back from injury. Yes, they have Malik Jackson. But remember, Malik Jackson in a 4-3 is going to be an inside guy. So Joey Bosa, you could go alongside Malik Jackson with Dante Fowler Jr. on the other side. That's a pretty young and pretty exciting defensive line if they can make that pick.
Any personality concerns there with Bosa? Of course, we saw how he came up at the combine. Do we think?
Well, you heard the story today that was circulating was when he interviewed for the Browns, he showed up in a ball cap worn backwards and sweatpants. You know, the sweatpants made me think of George Costanza.
Wear velvet all the time,
yeah,
I would.
Yeah, he had, and it was Jerry that told him, hey, I'm miserable. I might as well be comfortable. Maybe it's, as someone suggested to me, though, it's about dressing for the job you want. And how often are these guys here working out and they're in sweats and ball caps?
Exactly. Right? I heard he got a haircut, though.
Oh, good for him.
We'll have to see. We'll see in a little bit.
Number six, Baltimore. This is a team that usually takes the best player available. There's been some buzz that maybe they're interested in Paxton Lynch, but I don't think that qualifies as best player available. The guy I have is DeForest Buckner out of Oregon going to the Ravens.
Boy, it would be interesting if they did draft Buckner or a guy like Miles Jack. You think about Ray Lewis, just a seminal player in that Baltimore community and in that Baltimore Ravens history. And a guy like Miles Jack seems to fit that mold.
And we've all seen how well Ozzie Newsome has drafted over the years. He knows how to get to these guys. DeForest Buckner coming out of Oregon may be one of the best players in this draft.
Either one of those could fit the bill for a defense that was deficient, quite frankly, and that's something we haven't really said about the Ravens over the years very much. They've had a defense that struggled, had some injuries, had some issues. Buckner or Jack, either one of them could help. Number seven, San Francisco. I've got them going offensive line. Ronnie Stanley, the tackle out of Notre Dame. They've got some work to do. There was actually, even though they have Joe Staley, there were some rumors that maybe they would have been interested in Ryan Clady. Of course, that never came to pass, but Stanley, you can put him on the right side, eventually transition him over to the left side.
He's so good. The movement for a guy his size, just the lateral quickness. I mean, Brian Kelly said it. He's one of the best players that he's ever coached, and you can see it on tape. There's a great reason why.
Brian Kelly to Chip Kelly, and Kelly likes to get that pocket movement a lot. His offense is so dynamic. He could be a good fit there.
But that could be a team that also looks at Paxton Lynch as well, depending on what they do at quarterback. Number eight, Cleveland. Would not surprise me to see the Browns make another trade down as they are in asset acquisition money ball mode, but if they keep the pick, that's where I have Miles Jack going, best player on the board.
A lot of injury concerns with Miles Jack if he'll ever get back to 100%. Does that scare you going this high?
A little bit, but at the same time, if you're the Browns and you're stacking up picks, then maybe what you're thinking is, okay, if he doesn't work out, we can find others. But in terms of the talent, I think you're talking about top two, top three talent at number eight. You're looking for values, and that's where Miles Jack would – what Miles Jack would be.
His medical recheck came back great in Indianapolis when he went back after the combine months later. But if he wasn't hurt, you're right, Mace. You're thinking about Miles Jack being top one, top two, top three in this draft.
Yeah, he's that good. I mean, he's the kind of linebacker that only comes out – every 4 or 5 years, talent-wise.
Pac-12 offensive player as a freshman and defensive player as a freshman. So exactly. That was incredible.
And we all know that Phil Maloney knows his Pac-12.
I know the Pac-12, exactly.
Number nine, Tampa Bay. Vernon Hargreaves III, the cornerback out of Florida. I love this kid. He basically, he's the kind of guy that might have fallen through the cracks a few years ago because the measurables aren't great. But we're seeing guys like Chris Harris Jr. flourish, and I think Hargreaves is perfectly in the Chris Harris Jr. mold. He'll play outside in base package downs. He'll go on the slot when you go in nickel. He's aggressive, doesn't let anybody beat him. Smart, clearly you can see that he clearly studies the film based on the way he plays receivers. I think he's exactly what the Bucs need.
He's extremely quick. He does have that South Florida connection. One question for you, though, I have, Mace. You know, why not give Jameis another offensive weapon? Why do you go defense here?
Well, I think you're pretty happy with the receivers at this point. And frankly, the receivers, there's not value here. It's a really bad year for wide receivers. If the Bucs wanted a wide receiver to pair with Mike Evans, then they should trade down. To do so at nine, I think, would be a big mistake, and it would be a big reach. So wait, get your receiver early in the second round, and if you did go for an offensive weapon, I mean, you really wouldn't go for any weapons here. Maybe you go offensive line, perhaps for Jack Conklin, but I don't see it with Elliott off the board here. I don't see the skill guys being good value for Tampa Bay at number nine.
Okay, and Mace, let's close out the 10th. Who you got at number 10?
Number 10, you know what? I haven't had Ezekiel Elliott off the board.
You had Elliott up there.
Yeah, so he had Elliott up there, but we were talking about the Cowboys taking Elliott, so that's what I was thinking about. But I think Elliott's going to be taken by the Giants.
Okay.
That could give Eli a little bit of help there, don't you think, just being able to have another playmaker back there?
He needs that help, frankly. And they've got some work to do on the offensive line as well. They've invested quite a few draft picks, and I think Jack Conklin is a distinct possibility here, but Elliott, the Giants have taken running backs in the first round over the years. They have a long history of bringing in running backs early, and Elliott, I think, would be too good for them to pass up.
Todd Gurley went early last year. How do you think Ezekiel Elliott stacks up with him?
I think he's potentially better. I mean, Gurley does a lot of things very well, but I think Elliott coming out is a better blocker and better as a pass receiver.
Throughout the night, we'll be revealing who we think the Broncos are going to be taking. We're going to divide it up, not give it to you all at once. So, Phil, we're going to start with you. Reveal your pick for the Broncos at 31.
Yeah, Mace will pick his last there. But for now, I think that the Broncos may be looking to find a replacement for Malik Jackson. We heard earlier in the show that John Elway thinks that there's a lot of depth at offensive line. That's another position the Broncos could look at. But I see them coming and taking a guy like Vernon Butler out of Louisiana Tech, just a big guy who can get after the quarterback. Last year, 48 tackles and 4 sacks. I think that he's the kind of player, the kind of dynamic player that the Broncos could use and just plug him in there along the defensive line. Maybe he'll still be there. He's looking like he might be an early 20s, mid-20s type of guy.
He was voted first team All-Conference USA last year. A very, very talented individual. Not a lot of people got to see because he played at Louisiana Tech. But if he is there, he will make it a very hard decision for the Denver Broncos.
And he is going to be dropped, Vernon Butler.
It is hard for teams to look past him on film.
Completely stonewalled at the line. Vernon Butler, the all-conference defensive tackle.
At 6'4 and 322 pounds, everything about Louisiana Tech's Vernon Butler screams NFL talent. But professional football was not always in Butler's plans.
I didn't play football until my junior year in high school. I played basketball since I was young. I came on the scene late, so I had offers from Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Southern Miss. When I went to Tech, it just felt home. So that's where I needed to be. I wouldn't change for nothing.
At the next level, teams won't have to change much about Butler with his ability to play both inside and outside along the defensive line. However, there are questions about the level of competition he faced in Conference USA.
Come from a small school in Louisiana Tech, you know, all the big-time names, the SEC guys and all the ACC people, you know. I just got to show the scouts what I could do.
Malik Jackson's departure in free agency likely means the Broncos will be on the lookout for defensive line help.
Yeah, Malik Jackson's got him, and Jackson will sack him.
At the end of the first round and possibly the second round, Butler could make Denver think hard about adding a pro-ready lineman to their defensive core. We saw it there. He just looks like a man among boys at the college level. He will definitely fit in along the Broncos' defensive line if that's where the Broncos decide to take him. However, the comparison the NFL Network has is Muhammad Wilkerson. And, guys, I think that that's pretty apt considering his size and the way he can move.
Yeah, you get him in here working with Bill Kolar. He could be definitely one of those most effective guys. He can get after the quarterback. He could be in there stopping the run. So could be a good first-round pick for the Broncos.
And very versatile, potentially. He can, you know, not only be on the nose, but he's quick enough to where even at his size he can play that three technique and in pass rush situations. There's a lot of things you can do with him. I think Wilkerson's a very accurate comparison for him.